Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Meseches Sota, Daf Chof. The Mishnah on Daf Chof opens with two cases in which the Sota does not end up drinking the May Sota. The first case the Mishnah gives is that the Megillah was not yet erased into the Mayim, and she said, she just refuses to drink. So the halacha there is that we don't force her to drink, the Megillah is hidden away, and the Mincha is scattered. And she doesn't drink. So that's the case. Before was Nimchak the Megillah, and she said, Eini Shoyse. If, the second case of the Mishnah, it was already Nimchak the Megillah, the Megillah was already erased into the water, so then she would have to say Temeyo Ani, she would have to explicitly be Moida that she was Temeyo in order to get out of drinking the water. If she says Temeyo Ani, so then the Mishnah says that the Mayim is Nishpochem, the water is spilled out, from which it's Meduyak, as we'll see that the water does not have any Kedusha at all, it's totally Chulin, just spill it out, and the Mincha is scattered on the Beis Hadeshen. So by the second case, where the Megillah was Nimchak, and she said Temeyo Ani, the Mishnah explicitly mentions something that's not mentioned in the first case, which is that the water is Mayim Nishpochem, the water is just spilled out in the manner of ordinary chulin, and the water does not retain any kedusha at all. In the first case, where the Megillah was not yet Nimchak into the Mayim, the Mishnah does not beferish mention what the din of the water is at that point, if she says any choice. Does the water retain a kedusha? It does not say beferish in the Mishnah. A number of achroinim over here, as we'll see, bring down that the Sefta fanort in the second parak of Saita, that the Sefta said beferish that in the first case as well, there is no kedusha to the mayim, and the water is totally chulim. The mayim is nishpachim and have no kedusha. Once she says eini shoyse, even before the Megillah was nimchak into the water. Granted, in the Yerushalmi, that Tosis quotes in the top Tosis on the Omid here, he quotes a whole Yerushalmi that we'll discuss a little bit. In the Yerushalmi, it appears that the Yerushalmi brings down two deos. They're both quoted in Tosis. If the water does have a Kedusha, does not have a Kedusha, it looks be'ikr like the Yerushalmi goes with the first Mahalach in the two Drochim, which is that the water does not have a Kedusha, and the Yerushalmi even speaks out. You could even use the water for some mundane purpose, legabel bohenas tit, you will be able to mix cement and mix tit, clay, with this water. But Akoponim, it's not Muskim in the Yerushalmi, and there are 2 days in the Yerushalmi in the case where the lady said Eini Shoyse, where the Megillah was not yet Nimchak into the water. Now, what's the Yesoid behind all of these halachas about the water? What's the Koyach, which turns the water into Chulin and makes the water lose the Kedusha when the lady says Eini Shoyse before it's Nimchak, or even if she says Tmeyo and the after it's Nimchak? So what's the Koyach, what's the Yesoid of this din that the water loses its Kedusha and becomes Chulin? So the Shiori Korban in the Yerushalmi over here says that the Yesod of this din is based upon a klal that the Gemara says in a couple of places, that once a dovor is nasim mitzvosoi, it's not moilin boy, right? Ein lecho dovor shenasim mitzvosoi, moilin boy. Once something is any kochim dika entity is its mitzvah is considered to have been fulfilled, then me'ilah on it expires, the kedusha goes off. And the Shiori Korban says over here that the Yesod of the kedusha of the Meisoita, the Yesod of the mitzvah that the Meisoita is destined to perform, is to be mevarer the suffix on the lady whether she's tamei or not. And once the water too doif and it's mevarer the suffix, so then the water is nasim mitzvos, it is no longer a kedusha. So in other words, the Shiori Korban of the sands, that's true not only in the second case of the Mishnah, where the lady was said to Meir Ani Beferis, that the water got her to be Moida, that she was Moida, that was Mevarer, so now you have Roy Doya that she was to Meir. So that, then the water is nasim mitzvos, and the din is that the kedusha will go off, and like the Mishnah says, that the water is nishpochim, it turns into chulin. That the Shiori Korban holds that could even help to explain the Ikaderech and the Yushalmi and the Shitas at the Sefta, that even before the water was nimchak into the Megillah, the moment that the lady says Eini Shoyse, in the eyes of the Shiori Korban, that's the equivalent of being moida that she did the act, and she was mezana, and in Meila the water served as its mevara, it did its purpose, it's nasim, it's vasoi, and therefore it's no longer moilin by. In other words, that the Shiori Korban is trying to figure out, he's trying to pin down, at what point would the water be called nasim, it's vasoi? There's different stages, you know. You put the water from the kiyor into the klicheres, that's a first stage. Another stage would be that you moichik the Megillah into the Mayim. So there's different stages of the mitzvah of the Mayim. And what the Mishnah is before Beferish is that after you moichik the Megillah into the Mayim, and she said any shoisa, so it's a complete mevara. She moichik she tzmayani. So that what was mevara, and that for sure the Shiori Korban tells us that that's nasa mitzvah, and that's why the Mishnah says the kedusha is going to go for the Mayim. But in the earlier case in the Mishnah, the Megillah wasn't even nimchak yet into the water at all. You just collected the water from the Kli Cheres. So on that, the Shiori Korban is saying that's also called Natsum Mitzvah. So the moment that the lady takes a stand and says, Eini Shaisa, that's the equivalent of a beer, and the water did its job, and now I could assume that she's a Tzmeya. And the Megillah, therefore, is already Natsum Mitzvah at that point, and the water loses its Kedusha, according to the Ikadeuch, the Yishalmi, and the Tesefta. So this Nekuda is actually quite schwer. The Ritbaz, on the page of the Yishalmi, points this out on the Shiori Korban. It's actually very schwer to say that the lady says Eini Shaisa, and the water prodded her into saying Eini Shaisa, and automatically, so that's going to be considered to be Nasa Mitzvosoi. The Shiori Korban, the Baz names on, he thinks it's schwer even in a case where the lady said Tamei Ani Beferish, because he says, Akoponim, the water didn't serve as a Mavara. It's one thing if the water would have gotten her to drink it, and she was mace as a result of the water, so that the water served as a Mavara. But if you're going to say, or let's say the water, she wasn't mace, whatever, once she drinks, the water is a Mavara. But Akoponim, she didn't drink, and she said Tamei Ani, the beer took place through her. And the truth is, you really could add that Kavachomer, in the case where she said Eini Shoisa, which is the Reish of the Mishnah, there's that will see Bez Hashem and Achroinim, that there's Bechlal not Poshet, that Eini Shoisa is a beer at all. It's just a opting out of drinking the water, but who says that there's any kind of determination or Mevare as to whether she really did the Aveir of Znusona? So these cases are actually Shmer on the Shiri Korban, that should be called the water Tudor for beer. If the water, if it's only, it's only called Nasa Mitzvasa when the water is Mevare, if she was Zinso or not, the water did not do its job, zok the Ritbaz. So Ritbaz says a chiddush, he says that the water could be called Nasa Mitzvasai at the moment when you fulfill the din of, like the Pasuk says, Veloka HaKoyen, and he puts the Mayim Kedoshim Bekli Chores. So that's the din of the Mayim Kedoshim, that's the Mekir, and the Kir is Mekadosh, the Mayim, and you put the Mayim into the Kli Chores, and they fulfill the Pasuk Mitzvah. Mayim Kedoshim Bekli Chores. At that point, it's Nasa Mitzvasai, and the Mele, the Kedusha could go off. In other words, what the Ritbaz L'chore means is that even though Avada, there's additional steps after you put the mortar into the Klicheres, Avashteisach, you have to moichik the Megillah into the Mayim, and etc. But L'chore, the Pshan de Ritbaz, is a lomdash of that he's saying that the din in the Mayim Kedoshim, which is limited to like a din in the Korban, a din in the Mayim that has Kedusha, so the din in the Kochim, that's fulfilled, that's Nigmar, the moment that you put the Mayim Kedoshim into the Klicheres. That's the Pasuk. But L'chore, Hakoyim, Mayim Kedoshim, the Klicheres. After that point, all the other steps that you're going to do, those are simply steps to perform the Seder of the Hashkoas Mei Soita. That it happens to be you have to do a series of steps in the Mashke, the Soita, the Mei Soita. But upon him, those are additional dinim in the mitzvah of performing the Hashkoah of the Mei Soita, but the din in the Sinas Mayim Kedoshim, the din in the Kodshim Dika Halochi, so to speak, is fulfilled the moment that I put the Mayim Kedoshim in Kli Choras, to it Nasa Mitzvah from the Kodshim standpoint, and therefore it's no longer Moilim Boy already then. And that's the Pshat in the Ritbaz where the water is no longer Kodosh. Now, I saw in the Cheshek Shloimeh, in the back of the Gemara over here, the Cheshek Shloimeh says a completely different, startling noob shot in the Tesefta and the Ikur Derech and the Yerushalmi as to why we would say that a filo in the early stage, that the water was put into the Klicheres, and you weren't even moichin the Megillah into there, and the lady says, Eini Shoisa, and already, according to the Tesefta, the Kedusha is going to be gone from the Mayim. Why is it gone from the Mayim? So the Cheshek Shlomo says that in his opinion the Pshat is totally different. He understands like this. He says, Be'emes, I mean, the lady's going to have to drink this water. The water comes from the Kiyar, and L'chayr, the Kiyar gets the Kedusha Klishoris, and the water is Mag, the Kiyar is Makadosh, the water has a Kedusha L'chayr. Now, the lady has to drink it. So, Pashtus, you learn that at some point the Kedusha goes off of the water. But the Cheshek Shlomo says that the Sefta understood that the beer had Vorim, has a lady drink this water if it has Kedusha from the Kedusha's Kekli from the Kikir. So he says that the Cheshek Shlomo, that the Sefta learned up that the Hezber is that the Kro is Megala to us, that even though Geveintlich the Kir is the Klishoris and the Kaddish the Mayim that's in it, but Afa Pikain, there's a special din that Chelik of the Mayim that's put into the Keli for the Klicheris for the purpose of being Mashke the Soita, so it's Mevuror, that there's a special Gilihak Kro that Kir is never Mekaddish that Chelik of the Mayim, and if they hold of Yesh Breira, you have to hold of Yesh Breira. necessary to do this, because otherwise, you know, like this, 95% of the water in the Kiyar is mamish becoming Kaddish for the Kiyar, and there's some other amorphous, undefined bit of water inside of the Kiyar, that's going to be destined to go into the Klicheres, to Mashke, the Isha, and that Chaluk of the water, the Kiyar is not Makadish, and that's the Gilei HaKro, that's how you're able to eventually give it to her to drink, because the Kiyar was Makadish. So they have to hold a Breira to say this, so the Cheshek Shlomo, but if I hold, yes, Breira, which he says the Sefer is going to hold that way, so it's going to define, it's going to determine retroactively that water that's put into the Kheres for the Hashkoas Hasaita, that water was never Kaddish by the Kira in the first place. He says, and once you learn that way, you can understand what the Sefta is saying, that even at an early stage, and she just said, and Yishayisit, and she just opted out of drinking, and you never even get Moichik the Megillah into the Mayim altogether, and Afa Pikain, there's no Kedusha on that Mayim, the water is Mamash Nishpochim, or like the Yerushalmi says, you can use it to make clay, and Megabal clay, and the reason you could do all that, Zokter, is that water which was put into the Kheres is a glowing milso with the din of Breira, that the Kira was never Mekadosh, that Chelik of the Mayim, even the 90% of water in the Kira is Mekadosh, with the Kedushas Kli, Afal Pi Kain, that Chelik that was destined to go into the Kli for the purpose of the Saita, even if she opted out later, but the Mayim said the water went into the Kli for the purpose of giving her a drink, so therefore, it's Mevorer that water never became Kodesh from the Kira. This is a totally different shadow, as you could see from the Achroinim and the Yerushalmi, that they learn up, and in some way I have to learn, that the water was Kodesh, but it was Nasa Mitzvosei. According to the Chesh Shloimo, is a glory that it never was Kodesh, and Kimdomani, it seems to me, if it's possible to say this, that the Cheshek Shloimer is Tzorachin Godel from a Pasuk in the Chumash. The Pasuk is the same Pasuk that the Ritvan Zeroth quoted. V'lokach ha-koyein mayim kadoishim b'kli chores. The Pasuk that man is black and white, mayim kadoishim b'kli chores. How could you possibly say that the gather of the din, the hashkos may say that you give it a drink, it is because it's the glory milsa that the kiyah was never mekadosh the water. The Pasuk b'feyesh mayim kadoishim. V'lokach ha-koyein mayim kadoishim, halig of water b'kli chores. So kimduma, that really it's Tzorachin Godel to learn like the Cheshek Shloimer. You really have to learn in some way, like the Achreinim on the Yerushalmi, that the Pshat is that the water was Kodesh. But Afa Pikain, there's a special din. Once it's Nasa Mitzvah, whoever you learn Pshat exactly, that then the Kedusha is Paka from the Mayim, and it's based on that the water became Chulin, that's the Hezbollah, the din of the Mishnah, that the water is Nishpochim, and the water is not Kodesh, and the same, the Sefta, etc., that they're learning that at whatever stage, the lady's not going to drink, and the water does not have any Kedusha. Another nekuda that's discussed in Kama Achroinim is to understand properly the Yerushalmi that Tosis quotes here on the very top of the page of the Omud here. The Mishnah says that the Megillah wasn't Nimchak yet into the Mayim, and she says any Shaisa, so the Megillah is Nignezes, it's hidden away. So Tosis brings the Yerushalmi that discusses Nignezes in what? And what is it hidden away? So where do you hide it? So Tosis brings the Yerushalmi, this Nignezes Tachas Tziroi Shel Heichol, under the pivot of the door of the Heichol, of the base of Mikdash, and that way it's going to pivot and it's going to move back and forth over it. And Loma, what's the purpose of that? So, Bishvil Lashachko. That's what the Yerushalmi says, apparently, what Tosfos quotes in the Yerushalmi, Bishvil Lashachko, the purpose of wearing away the Megillah, to grind away little by little, the door goes over it back and forth and back and forth, and it wears it away eventually. And granted, the Pnei Moshe in the Yerushalmi over there says that we're concerned that this Megillah, which Pashtus has to stick around if you don't do this thing, it might become Lidei Bizoyo, and maybe somebody will get a hold of it, and it might end up being this Baza, has a Kedusha on it, Kisvei Kodesh. So therefore, we don't want that to happen, and Meila, therefore, we have a special thing that we put it under the door, and Meila, the door wears away. Bishvil Shachko. And this, Kam Achroinim, as the Kashid, is the whole slew of Achroinim that ask, that L'chayre, it's mamash very, very shver, because the Gemara said Beferish in Makos, that it's also to Moichik Hashem, the Leisasin Iti, Leisasin Kein L'Shem Alekeichem, the Pesach in Re'eh, that the Gemara quotes, like you're supposed to destroy, if you bat them as small, you destroy the Getchkes, Leisasin Kein L'Shem Alekeichem, that that's horrible, but to Moichik Hashem, that the Gemara learns out of Makos, and over here, you're mamash erasing the Megillah that has the Shem Hashem, and what in the world is the Heter to do such a thing? It's Mamet Shepel de Gazach, what the Achroinim has. So this is a big kasha, and it's not for us to get into everything right now, but this question on this Yerushalmi became a big question in the Get Halacha L'Maisa, in the later 19th century, the printing presses started to become, that they ran off many, many more copies of things, and there started to be a question about Shemois. It wasn't the huge, gigantic, enormous Shemois question that we have today, where people produce tons and tons of Shemis without even a thought. But even already in those days, what the Achroinim referred to as the correctin, which is the proof texts of the Sforim, and these proof texts in the printing houses that they would run off a copy, and then they would read through it to see if it had mistakes. And it seems that these proof texts were multiple mezoyon, and there was a ton of them. And the Achroinim, Matazuch, different Achroinim, try to figure out if there are any heterim based on the fact that it was only meant for a short term and it was never meant to last, and etc. Is any had to destroy them, to cut them up, and etc. So this is the way it became Oymer al-Aperet. What's negeh to us, of course, is just what the Achronim say, when you get to Pshat in this Yerushalmi. Now, the Ritbaz of an art in the Yerushalmi over here, the Ritbaz writes that he's going to try to explain it, and moreover, he says he also wants to try to masber why the Rambam does not bring down this Yerushalmi, that you put the Megillah under the Tziroi Shel Adelos of the Heichal, and it gets worn out that way, it's left out. The Kesem Mishnah, he points out, Kesem Mishnah, Matazachan does not have a Mahalach. Kesem Mishnah leaves a Tzorachin, why the Rambam does not bring down this Yerushalmi. So the Baz wants to make a bit of a pilpul and different Yerushalmis over here. At the bottom line, but everything is Tolian, Aliva the Baz, is the Shaila of whether the Azhorati Moichek Hashem in a case where the Shem was written Me'ikorah for the purpose of being Nimchak. Now it's true, why did I write this Shem? I wrote the whole Megillah for the purpose of erasing the Megillah into the Mayim, for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of being Moichik the Megillah into the Mayim. Now right over there there's a special mitzvah to do that, and of course that is the mitzvah where the lady is has to drink, and she's a Soita, and she's a mitzvah to drink, so you Moichik the Megillah into the Mayim. Over here first day, she said any Shaisa, so you don't have that mitzvah. But upon the Vibat that the Megillah was written Me'ikorah for the purpose of being Moichik it, and Moichik the Shemois, so therefore the Megillah has no Kedusha and the Shemois have no Kedusha. That's what the Ritbaz wants to say. But he says, Be'emes, even though that's the Shita Yerushalmi over here, that since it was written to be Nimchak and to the, for a mitzvah of Mechika, so therefore Bechal loses Kedusha and even the mitzvah will be Ponka, right? Because she's in Shoyse, there's no mitzvah to Yemoichik anymore. But Afal Pikain, there's no Isser of Mechika Hashem in a case like that. He says, really, that's the Yerushalmi holds over here, but Be'emes is Toloi, and what he understands to be a Machloikis in the earlier Yerushalmi, he says there's a different Yerushalmi earlier in the Perek, earlier in the Masechta, is the Shaila in the Yerushalmi earlier, if you're allowed to write the Megillah Sasaita on an Oyer Behemoth Tameya, on a hide of a non-kosher animal of a Behemoth Tameya, and the Yerushalmi brings down a svar over there that it should be Osir to write the Megillah on the hide of a Behemoth Tameya. Why? Because maybe L'shem Eloi Tishta, maybe she'll say Ini Shoyse, or she'll say Tameya Ani, and she won't end up drinking, and maybe the Megillah won't end up being Nimchak, and the Nimtza, Shem Kosov Al Oyer Shel Behemoth Tameya. It's going to end up on a permanent basis, you're going to leave that the Shem Hashem is going to be Kosov on the Ur Behemoth Tameya, and you're going to have to hide it away somewhere, and that's inappropriate, it's wrong, that Shem Hashem should be written on the hide of the Behemoth Tameya. So he says, the Ritbaz, it seems that that early Yerushalmi holds, not like this Yerushalmi, the early Yerushalmi holds that you're not going to be moichik by putting it under the tzir of the delos at the base of Mikdash, because otherwise it's not going to leave, you're not going to stay long term with the Shem Kosov Al Ur Shem Behemoth Tameya. If I care, you just end up being moichik by putting it under the delos, you're moichik indirectly. So, or it's actually not really indirect, as Achronim point out, because Bemis, the guy who opens the door and closes the door, is really Kamat, that's a Maisa Gomor. It's just not Bamish Ba'alil, it's not overtly that you're being Moichik Hashem. But upon him, the early Yerushalmi was going that you're not going to do this, you have to hide it away, and that's why the early Yerushalmi was so nervous. You can't write the Shem, you can't write the Megillah Saita on the Oyer Behemoth Tameya, because she won't say, she won't drink, she'll say Nishoisa, it's going to have to stay long term on the Oyer Behemoth Tameya. That Yerushalmi argues in this one, Dr. Baz and Holes, you're not allowed to be Moichik. So therefore, the Shitas of Rambam Paskins like that Yerushalmi, not like this one, and that's why Zakti Ritbaz, that's why the Rambam does not Paskin that it's mutter to be moichik the Megillah, and you're not allowed to put it under the Delas, which answers the Kesemish's Kasha, why he doesn't bring the few Yerushalmi, because he holds the other one, and the Yisoyer, the Nidoy, the Machloikas and Yerushalmi, the way the Baz understands it, is that Vibalta was written Me'ikoroi for the purpose of being moichik, and for the mitzvah of being moichik grada, if the mitzvah would have been fulfilled. So therefore, it does not have a special Kedusha Hashem, it doesn't have a Kedusha, the Meila does not, and not any Isser to be moichik it. Now, not everybody likes this svara of the Ritbaz. And the Chuvas Ein Yitzchok from Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan, which is one of the important Chuvas that we mentioned in the 19th century on the Mavar, this whole Inyan, so he on his own is oimed on this same svara, that maybe you could say that the Megillah was destined to be Nimchak, that was his purpose, Me'ikoroi, that therefore there's no Isser Mechikas Hashem, and he says that's Ein Svara Klal to say such a thing. What's enough Gemina, so what? Even if it was destined to be Nimchak, that was for the purpose of a mitzvah, there's no reason whatsoever why Be'etzem there should be no Kedushas Hashem, just because it's written for the purpose of being Nimchak. And he says, even though there's a Befeish Yerushalmi earlier in the Masechta that says black on white that the Megillah Saita does not have a Kedusha of Kedusha Sefer, it doesn't have a Kedusha of Kisra kisvei kodesh because they're written meikora for the purpose of being nemchak. So it doesn't have a kedusha kisvei kodesh. He says then they begin to gear to. And so what it says over there is and Yerushalmi is, and therefore it's not matame yaseyadayim. Like this, we know from Masechta Shabbos that there's a takonas chazal that kisvei kodesh and matame yaseyadayim. Like the Gemara gets into the whole swara there. So that the Yerushalmi is meikel over here. It doesn't have a special kedusha sefer. It's not matame yaseyadayim. So zokt of them the ein yitzchok that while that's true over there, he says it's absolutely clear to him that a kedusha shem Hashem was written for the purpose of writing l'shem Hashem. It was written for the shem Hashem. That kedusha shem is not going to depend on this for a question of whether it was written to be nimchak, and it's a shem gomur. It was written by kedusha with the intent of mekadosh Hashem, and therefore there's no way we matter the mitzvah of isra mechikas Hashem on the basis of that. That's his taina. There's the kedushim, the shum of Reb Michal Feinstein over here in Saitov Nafchof over here. So he brings the Ritbaz, and he's mefalpul mitzad acher. He tries to work out whether there are sugyas that indicate that the shame that's nimch, the shemois that are in the Megillah Soita, that they do have a kedusha. Because really, it's going to come out of the Ritbaz that the shemois in the Megillah Soita don't have any kedusha. That's it. You know, even if you, no matter what you do, they don't have a kedusha. These shemois, because they're written for the purpose of being nimchak. So the Moshul, the Reb Michal Feinstein points out that the Gemara in Sukkah really seems to indicate otherwise. In Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel, the Gemara brings a whole story about David HaMelech, that he was being koyri the shisim for the Beis HaMikdash. He was digging deep down the hole for the underneath the bech. So he's digging very deep, and he gets to the water table, and the water starts flowing upward, and it's going to inundate and drown the whole earth. So David had a shayla. He didn't know if he allowed to write a shame of Hashem on a chaspa, on a piece of pottery, and throw it down in there, which gradually will get erased by the water, but epis, that would have a koyach that would stop the water from rising upward, and would save the world. But he didn't know if he allowed to do it. Maybe you're not allowed to, you can't be moichikas Hashem, he's being moichik Hashem. So he called out to everybody, announced, anybody who knows should answer, and there's a whole story there, that ultimately, Achitofel knew the answer, and Achitofel made the following kavachoymer. He said, Madoch, ma lasso is sholoim, ben ishla ishta, to make shalom between a man and wife. That's by the soita, the suffix soita. So amra toira shmi shenichta b'kedusha. Imocha al hamoyim, that the Torah said, that my name, the name of Hashem, written b'kedusha, should be erased on the water. Imocha al hamoyim. So kol shkein lasi shalom l'chol ha'olam kuloi, because the whole world is about to be flooded and drowned. Halachas kama v'kama. So he made a kama v'chaymer, and he said, therefore, you'll not erase the name of Hashem. And he said to David, and that's what David did. He threw David through the shame of Hashem, wrote on the chaspa, threw it down, and the water receded. So Reb Michal Feinstein tain is that the Gemara over there is really mashma that it had a kedusha Hashem mamish shmi shenichta b'kedusha yimoch alamoyim grad is a heter for the purpose of the fulfillment of the mitzvah meisaita avadi olel, and Achitofel made a yilad erase it, and Achitofel made a kavachoyim to save the world. But Akoponim, the name was written b'kedusha shmi shenichta b'kedusha, to say that it doesn't have a kedusha of Hashem, and his mamish says no shum heter mechika at all, because no shum isa mechika at all, because it doesn't have a kedusha of Hashem, because it was destined meikori to be erased, is really not the mashmois of is really not the mashmoy, something more in Sukkah. And grant the hems to be that there's a beferish of Tshuvas Ramor, but what's the Tshuvas Ramor that the Chorinim bring, that the Ramor and Simon Kuf and the Tshuvah brings down this Gemara in Sukkah, and Lehedya learns up, not like this Ritbaz. The Ramor beferish learns that not the Pshan, the Gemara over there is not that, well, it was written Meikori to be erased, so it's fine. That's not what he learns. The Ramor takes out a whole Yesoid over there, Gansi Yesoid, which the Chorinim of Falpalon, that the Ramor claims that the beer in that Gemara is that even though the Shem is a Kedusha Gemura and it's a Shem Gomer and Bed, and it really should be 100% also the Moichik, the Ramah says, but Afa Pikain, there's a special din of Mechikas Hashem. It's only also to do it destructively, in a destructive manner. If you're doing it in a manner that's a direct tikkun, it affects a direct purposefulness, and it's a mesakein, it's constructive, so there's no issa Mechikas Hashem. And the Meila, Lasa Shalom and Ishla Ishto, is called a constructive purpose, and therefore it doesn't have issa Mechikas Hashem. And who had din to save the world is also constructive, it doesn't have issa Mechikas Hashem. And the Ramah has a whole pipple over there. Al Kaponim, it's really Mavur in the Chivas Ramah, in that in the Gemara in Sukkah, that the shame is a shame gomur, a kedusha gomur, which is the pasuk of the Gemara. That happens to be that you're allowed to do it anyway for the purpose of, you could erase it for the intimate with mayim, for the purpose of being matal shalom benish leishle. So all of this is really, as the Feinstein points out, is not like the svara of the Ritbaz, that the Ritbaz wants to say that which was written meikori with the destiny of being nimchak, it doesn't even get a kedusha at all. Granted, remember that the Ritbaz only said that in the Dasa Yerushalmi, and only one sugya in the Yerushalmi, and he himself conceded that the Rambam is against against it. Balkoponim, he just says it wouldn't be the end of the world necessarily to say that the Masugya and Sukkah also holds that there is a Kedusha on the Shem, and not like the Red Baz is for. Balkoponim, he's pointing out that the, you see in the Bavli at any rate, that we hold the Chayra, that even a Shem that was destined to be Nimchak and everything, Alpha P. Kain, like you see from the story with David, that the Shem does have a Kedusha Gemurah, and Shmi Shenichtav a Bekedusha. Rather, it happens to be that you have to remember that Tosef brings down this Yerushalmi. It's written in Tosef on the right over here. Tosef does seem to hold that there's some kind of heter over here to Yvoichik it by putting it under the door and erasing. So it looks like Tosef had some kind of heter, and Pashtus, it wouldn't be the Ridbaz's heter. It's a Shver heter because, like you see in the Sugyan Sukkah, that the Shem of Hashem does have a Kedusha. Now, the Ein Yitzchok has a different Mahalach over here. The Ein Yitzchok wants to suggest a new Mahalach. He brings that according to most Poiskim, the Halacha is that the whole Isser of Mechikas Hashem is only applicable if the Shem of Hashem was written Me'ikara with a Das to be Makdish to Shem, a Das Kedusha of Kedushas Hashem. Now, Shenkin, the person had Das Me'ikara, he didn't have any Das to be Makdish to Shem and to make it Kanoish, then there's no Isser according to most Poiskim to Mechik to Shem. So he wants to say, based on that, that Chazal understood that when they write the Shemois in the Megillah of the Megillah Sasaita, so they write all the Shemois al Tanai, that they should only have a Kedusha if the lady won't back out or won't opt out and will end up drinking. So if she ends up drinking, so then the richtige zach is to makdish the Shemois and to get a din of a Megill Gemura and then to moichik into the mayim. That's the mitzvah. So you have to makdish Shemois for that. But if she'll end up opting out, so was it meikor with the purpose of a Tanai, with a Tanai, that I'll die to the Hochi if she ends up backing out, we don't want the Shemois to have him Kodesh Me'ikara, and that way we'll be able to dispose, so to speak, if we'll be able to take care of it instead of worrying that it will eventually be mismazel, like we said before, so that way wouldn't have a Kedusha and be able to be Moichiket. The Ma'isu and Moichiket more indirectly, or whatever it is, we put it under the door. But upon him, this is the Ein Yitzchok's Mahalach that he wants to learn, that they, or every Megillah, it's a little bit dochuk, but he wants to learn every single Megillah Saita, the Makdash Hashem is al Tanai, and if she ever opts out, then the Tanai was triggered, and then the Halacha is going to be that they never had a Kedusha Me'ikara. That's what he learns. There's one final Mahalach here, the Gilyan Ephraim on the side of the page, and the Yerushalmi, the Higrata breaks up the words of the Yerushalmi differently, and the way he learns, the Yerushalmi itself is asking the Kasha. He breaks it up, the Yerushalmi is quoted over here by the top line in Tosis, that the Yerushalmi says, you put it under the Tzir Shel Heichal. So the way he learns it, he learns Loma Bishvil Shachko. In other words, according to the Gilyan Ephraim, it's all part of one big kasha, and the Yerushalmi itself is asking the kasha. How can anybody say such a thing? You put it directly under the door, and Bishvil Shachko, you're trying to degrade it and to rub it out. It's also to do that. You're not letting Moichikas Hashem. So according to him, the Yerushalmi asked the kasha, and that, the way he breaks up the words, the next few words of the Yerushalmi, Lul Kantan Hayasham, he learns off that those words are going back on the Megillah. Pasha, they're going back on what you do with the water, what the Yerushalmi talked about. Next, the mayim is put into this lul katan, you spill it away. But the way he learns up, the Yerushalmi is answering that under the delus, under the tzir, the pivot of the delus, is a special crevice, a special cranny where they used to put the Megillah, secret the Megillah, put the Megillah over there, and the Megillah does not get rubbed, that it's a place where the Megillah is stored, and that was the lul katan hayasham. So the Gilyan Ephraim rereads the words of the Yerushalmi totally differently, and according to him, with Taka Blimey, that there's no heter whatsoever that can be taken out of this Yerushalmi, and rather the Yerushalmi is not found in this Yerushalmi anywhere, any heter to Moichikas Hashem. At the end of the Mishnah here, the Mishnah brings down that the schus is toila on the Mayim Hamorim. Thus says that if the Isha has epis schus, so then the halacha is that she wouldn't die right away. The schus, depending on the schus, like you have later on the sugya, that they could cause for a certain amount of time that it would delay the effect of the Mayim Hamorim. The Yerushalmi said, I'm sorry, the Gemara says later on that the schus we're talking about is a schus of Talmud Torah, that's the Ikr schus, and the schus that a Noshim has in Talmud Torah is like we'll see later on coming up in the sugya, that they're Makri Banayu and for their husbands. In other words, they take the children to the Beit Nishta for the purpose of learning Mikra Misha, and they wait up for the husband, and the husband comes back for the Medish, and these are schus that the Isha has in Talmud Torah, and the schus is Toila for the Mayim Hamorim, the schus of Talmud Torah, and so that way she wouldn't die right away. The Mishnah brings down a big machloikas here between Ben Azai and Rebbe Eliezer. Ben Azai says, Mikan, based on this, I mean, Ben Azai, Chai of Odom, the Lamed, as Bitoi Torah, a person is Mechuyev to teach his daughter Torah. Why? Shem Tishta, if she does drink, and she knows she was Mezana. And the Maisa, now she's going to say that, you know, vice toys that the water does nothing. It doesn't achieve its purpose because she drank and she didn't die. So you have to teach your daughter Torah. Shem tish da teida. If she will drink, so she'll know she'aschos toila law, that really the water is effective, just as chos is being toila for her. That's benazai shita. You have to teach your daughter Torah. Rabbi Eliezer, no, Rabbi Eliezer says, nope, I say, kolam alamidas bita Torah, kiloloim da tiflos. Anybody who teaches his daughter Torah is a very wrong thing. It's like teaching her tiflos, which Rashi speaks out. Rashi learns later on in the sugya that tiflos means that it teaches her the ability to plan, to be able to do her niyuf in a secret way to get away with it. So it teaches her this kind of a planning, a cunning. So Meila ben Azai, or I'm sorry, Rabbi Eliezer says that a person should not teach his daughter Torah. Kolam alamidas bita Torah is like learning the tiflos, so you should not teach her. So it's a big machloikas. Now, we'll see, Mr. Shem, a little bit more about this machloikas later as a big shiloh, but for now we should focus. It seems to be a big machloikas here between the Reb Michal Feinstein, the Shiurim of Reb Michal Feinstein, against the Satmar Rav Zichron Avrocha in the Tshuvas Divrei Yoel, a big chalukei deis and how to learn up the Shitas Ben Azai, which we got it on Paskin like. Ben Azai holds a chayav adam lelamed es bitoy Torah. The person mechuyev to teach a daughter Torah. As we'll see, Mr. Shem, coming up, when we get to it, Mr. Shem, that the machloikas Ben Azai and Rabbi Eliezer has been again beikar to Torah shebal peh, because that's where you find that the tiflus, like the Rambam says and the Poskim say, that the tiflus has been again to learning Torah shebal peh. So, walk upon him, Ben Azai holds, you have to teach your daughter, and Ben Rabbi Eliezer says you can't teach her. So there's a big machloikas how to learn here, and the machloikas is soivev. It hinges upon Sosam Dikki Yushalmi. The Tosis quotes in two places this Yushalmi. Tosis later on a Chofal from Beis quotes the Yushalmi, and also Tosis Chagigah of Gimel quotes the same Yushalmi. It's one Yushalmi, and Tosis brings it down somewhat the Kitzer in both places. The Yushalmi over there discusses the Sugya Chagigah, that the Gemara over there discusses the mitzvah of Hakhel, that it says over there that Anoshim, why do the men come to Hakel? Anoshim boy and Lilmoy, the men come to learn. Noshim, why do they come? Their boys Lashmoya. The women come Lashmoya. The definition of Lashmoya, like we'll see later with Hashem, Tosis quotes, Tosis says on Chofal Habez, the Pshan, the word Lashmoya, Noshim come Lashmoya, is to learn the mitzvahs, to how to do, how to fuse the halacha lemaisa, the mitzvahs that are negeah to them. And we'll discuss it in Mitzvah Hashem. That's what Tosis is mad for the word Lashmoya. So the women are not coming for the purpose of Talmud Torah in itself, they're coming Lashmoya to hear, to find out what the dinim are negeah to them. And the taf, that's like the Gemara says in Mesech HaGigah. So on this Gemara, that Anoshim come Lilmoid and Anoshim come Lishmoya, Tosfos in two places brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that this Gemara is against the Shita of Ben Azai, it's the Loike Ben Azai. Because according to Ben Azai's opinion, what's the Yerushalmi saying? According to Ben Azai's opinion, not just the Anoshim will be coming Lilmoid, the Anoshim will also be coming Lilmoid, because Ben Azai holds Chayav and Lamed Esbitai Torah. So Ben Azai is going to hold that the Anoshim are Lilmoid just like the Anoshim, and Meila, this split, the Anoshim and this is a big machloikis between Rav Michal Feinstein and the Satmar Rav, and both of them shtelzach on exactly the same kasha, and they take two very different approaches to answer the kasha. The kasha they both ask is that l'chayra, the Yerushalmi is offhand a shtikl tamua, because l'chayra, when Ben Azai, if Ben Azai's whole reason why a person is chayav adam l'lamad is bitay toyer, if that's his whole purpose, is solely for the purpose of that if she's tishta teida, that the schus is toyer b'mayim hamor, if that's the whole purpose of Ben Azai, so l'chayra, the whole chiyuv to teach your daughter Torah is limited to the parsha soita. That's all. But it's like if it's a parsha in nosoy that you have to teach her, you know, that, well, she'll know the schus of toilah in the mayim amorim. But you have to teach her mamash kol Torah kulah from beginning to end, just because of this one thing, this one cheshvan Ben Azai. L'chayra, there should be no such chiyuv. So l'chayra, it's impossible to. It's how do you learn the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi is talking about chumash dvorim, because the king, the melech, reads hakel, but chumash dvorim, and the Yerushalmi is l'chayra saying Ben Azai is going to argue on this musik that Noshim coming Lishmoya, he'll hold Noshim Koi Bois Lumid. Mechtesi, why should he hold that way? The whole chiyuv to teach a daughter Torah is Lachayra only to get specifically to the parashas nosoi, so she'll know. So says Torah, Mayim Amoram. That's that Lachayra, the limited, that's the only chiyuv. That's the kasha. So there's two very, very different approaches to answer this kasha. Rabbi Michal Feinstein says over here somewhat bekitzer, the sefer is bekitzer the sefer, he says somewhat bekitzer that the ma'is is mavur in this Yerushalmi, that Ben Azai was not limited to Parashas Nosei alone. And the truth is, the simple wording of Ben Azai fits with that, you know, chayav on a lamedes bita Torah. It doesn't say lamedes bita one ali in Parashas Nosei, you know, half an ali. So the Michal Feinstein says that you see from here that Ben Azai took out, vibot she asked those chus to my memorim. So in Mele, you see a person has to teach his daughter the whole Torah. He says, Norvostin, Reb Michal Feinstein is Moisif to following his suffer. He says that Afal Pikein, even though he holds that the person has to teach his daughter the whole Torah, Afalpikain, the lomdus of Benazai Shita in teaching a daughter Torah is not the same lomdus as teaching a son Torah or of a man who has Mechuyev Shalatmoy and Limit Torah. Why? So Zalktav them, there, Michal Feinstein, that the Anoshim have a din to learn Torah Kashalatmoy. He quotes the famous Chuvas Beis HaLevi that Mr. Shem will discuss coming up, that the Beis HaLevi says that a man have the din to learn Torah and Noshim have a din to learn the mitzvahs that are negated to them. But it's Tubas under a din in Zalktav. The men's din to learn Torah, that's a din of Talmud Torah, which the purpose is the Etz a mitzvah of Talmud Torah Kashala Atzmoy. Whereas the notion of the purpose of Talmud Torah is just as a hechsher for the purpose of that they should know the dinner that are negayah to them. And Zokter Michal Feinstein in the Yushalmi's Nusuch, that's called the Anoshim of a din of Lilmoy, the Anoshim of a din of Lishmoya. That's a Dubah under a dinim, right? But Tosis says, Lishmoya is so the lady should know how to fear, how to act. So Memeila Zokter in Ben Azai's din, even though Chot, you have to teach your daughter the whole Torah, but the purpose of teaching the whole Torah, the daughter the whole Torah, is only that she should know certainly Mudim, certain ideas that are important for her to know. Not that she has a mitzvah kashala atzma of limanat Torah. Even though Ben Azai holds that a person has to teach his daughter the whole Torah, but afal pi kein, that's only so that she should be able to dehear, that she should hear, that she should learn the noshim, that the schos of Torah, the mayim hamorim. So vim, it's doime, Michal Feinstein, that's doime to the din of noshim l'shmeya for the purpose of dinia Torah. So Ben Azai extends that idea, that noshim have to come l'shmeya, not just their specific dinim that are negated to them, but also that they have to limudim that are important for them to know, that they have to know the schus of Torah of my Mahorim. And for that purpose, the Torah of Mitzvah, you have to teach your daughter ready the whole Torah. But Afal Pi Kein, Dr. Michal Feinstein, it's not identical to the Chiyav on the Ish, that the Ish has a Bazunder Chiyav of Mitzvah's Limit Torah, Kashala Atzmoy, Lishmol, Torah, for the Etzim Mitzvah of Limit the Torah itself. So that's how Michal Feinstein learned. And he points out that Lafin said, so it's not so poshit, the whole Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that, according to Ben Azai, the Anoshim Alilmoid, and the Noshim also Lilmoid. So the Michal Feinstein bets them, you could have timed it that maybe the Noshim are not Lilmoid, even if they have to learn the whole Torah, that's called Lishmaya. Because just like hearing the Dinim that are negated to them is called Lishmaya, maybe hearing Dinim and Limudim that are important for them to hear is also, maybe that's also Oichet, but it's also called Lishmaya. It says, names, you have to say that the Yushalmi held that once she has to hear everything and she has to hear Mamash the whole Matim, so that's already has a shem of being called Lilmoid. This is the Shita of Rav Michal Feinstein. Now, I just want to be moisif what it doesn't say over there, but look, you have to like sue something. The Zatmarov in the Divrei Yoyo has a whole tshuva, and he starts out the tshuva by saying that it's impossible to learn this Yerushalmi mamash kepshuto. In other words, you cannot take out of the Yerushalmi there's a chiyuv to teach one's daughter the entire Torah, and the Noshim have a din of Talmud Torah, that it's mamash impossible to say that. You can't learn the Yerushalmi kepshuto. Why? So he makes a chesbon, an interesting chesbon, the Sugyan Kedushin, that's mavur from the Sugyan Kedushin of Lamedal with the whole Sugyan of Seishaman Grama, that if Lu Yitzuya would have. The Gemara over there says that because Noshim are potter in Talmud Torah, because it says, Limadetem oisem as b'neichem, b'neichem v'loi b'neiseichem, as a pasuk in Krishma. Limadetem oisem as b'neichem, b'neichem v'loi b'neiseichem. So therefore, noshim are potter in Talmud Torah. And in Meila, so once they're potter in Talmud Torah, they're also potter from tefillin, because it's hukash, ukshartem, and limadetem, it's hukash in Krishma. So Meila, it's also potter from tefillin. And in Meila, the Gemara also makes a limit from tefillin, the noshim are potter in all zman gromas, and they're potter from all the zman gromas in the whole Torah. So Zogdus Satmarov, if you really believe that Ben Azai holds that noshim are mechuyev in Talmud Torah, because you have to teach your daughter the whole Torah, they have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So the Seder, then once the mechuyev in Talmud Torah, you make a hekesh to tefillin, and shekom anoshim also chayv in tefillin. And once anoshim chayv in tefillin, they should be chayv in all of Maaseh Shman Groma, because that's what comes out of the sugya over there. So that's impossible. B'shum oifin, b'shum ponim v'oifin, zokte. The Seder Ben Azai is going to hold that women have a chiyuv gomra of Talmud Torah, which means that they have a chiyuv gomra of tefillin, they have a chiyuv gomra of all Maaseh Shman Groma. It's impossible to say such a thing b'shum oifin. So he says you cannot possibly learn pshat in the Yerushalmi like that. That Ben Azai holds you have to teach your daughter the whole Torah. But I want, before going on to the Satmarov, I wanted to point out that Michal Feinstein's word is very saucy, but Lemaisi, you see that in some way he's avoiding this question. Because Michal Feinstein writes Pepshitus Gomor, he writes Mamashi, writes Pepshitus, that even according to him, that he holds that according to Ben Azai, there's a din to teach you the whole Torah, it's Nish Der Din of Mitzvah's Talmud Torah Mamish. It's not that din. He said, Befeirish, it's not that din. Only, even according to Ben Azai, only Anoshim have that din. Noshim, the din on the Isha is that she should be taught and she should, the hair is certainly mudim, that should come out of it, not just certain din, but also that. And and then she has a din to be taught the whole Torah. Now, it's a little unclear. I mean, Lamaisa, what's the aside of this din? What's the Sheirish din that comes there? You know, that where do you find this? What's the mocker of this din that you have to teach your daughter the whole Torah? If she doesn't have the din of Talmud Torah, apparently, because we're all maskim, like the Sama Rav says, we're all maskim to the din of the Pasuk Gemara and Kedushin. Only the sons and not the daughters. So if she doesn't have any din of Talmud Torah Kashal Atzma, what's the mocker of this din that you have to teach your daughter the whole Torah? Where does that come from? So it's not clear. I just want to mention that it seems to me one point I would say is that the Michal Feinstein is going to have to learn up that according to the Nazai, the Nakuda is Lematam Oisam as Benechem Ladaber Bom, like the Pasuk. So that din, Lematam as Benechem Ladaber Bom, that the Bonim have a din of Ladaber Bom, they have a mitzvah Torah L'Shem Torah, it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. So their din is only Lematam Oisam as Benechem Lebenei Sechem. Lematam as Benechem Ladaber Bom, that's Benechem Lebenei Sechem. Oh, but that's only Benechem Ladaber Bom, it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Oh, but the basic din of Lematam as Benechem, so then he also includes Benei Sechem. The Mir Takra is only on Benechem Ladaber Bom to give them over Torah because they have their own mitzvah of a Talmud Torah. So that's what Michal Feinstein Shita, that he holds, in other words, that Noshim have got a part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And since they're part of the Talmud Torah, we're going to mask him, even according to Benazai. They're part of the Talmud Torah, and who are then the part of the film, which is Hokash, and who are then they're going to be part of them all, Sejman Man Gromo, you know, make all the same cheshbonis that the Gemara makes in Kedushin, or make them in Benazai too. They're Noshim are part of all those things. But there's an independent halacha of Limadim, the Stamazai, to teach the daughter, not that she has her egg in the din, but that she should be a Shemaiah to hear from you the whole Torah. So then, that din, according to the Michal Feinstein, Benazai Ho, has that din on Kola Torah Kola. So again, that's one mahalach. It fits well into the mission. Chayav and Lamed is beat the Torah. According to Michal Feinstein, you have to teach it the whole Torah, the Fi Benazai, which we don't paskin like. The Samer Rav, though, totally rejects this outright. Out and out, completely, absolutely rejects this pshat in the in Benazai. The Samer Rav says a very interesting pshat, a chiddush, a pshat in the Yerushalmi. He says like this: what is the Sheirish HaMachloigis between Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you can't teach your daughter Torah because it's Tiflus, and Benazai, who holds you have to teach your daughter Torah? What is the Sheirish HaMachloigis, Zogdeh? Says if you look very carefully in the Sugya on the Chafal from Beis, Shpeter in the Perek, the Gemara is actually Mavur Lehedya, the Sheresh Machloikis is in whether there's a din of Loim to Tiflis. In other words, is teaching a daughter Torah, is that called Loim to Tiflis? The Gemara actually says that clearly over there, because the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer comes from a Pasuk in Mishle, Anish Chochmo Shachanti Arma, you see from there that the Chochmo leads to Arma, so it could lead to Tiflis, etc. And the Gemara says that Benazai learns the Pasuk in Mishle differently and doesn't take this din of Tiflis out of the Pasuk. So the Sheresh Machloikis, Zok the Sat Merov, between the Benazai and Rabbi Eliezer, what arguing about the core Nekudas HaMachloikis is whether there's a Metzius of Loim the Tiflus or there's no concern of Loim the Tiflus. That's the Machloikis between them. Zok the Sat Merov Hazoy. Grada, in terms of whether you're Mechuyev to teach your daughter Torah, so that if I hold that it leads to Tiflus, there's no such a thing. You can't teach a Torah because it leads to Tiflus. But if I hold that it doesn't lead to Tiflus, which is the Sheet of Benazai, so then we're going to say you're Mechuyev to teach her the Parsha Soita and all the different Nekudas, and you have to teach her the Schusis Torah and the Schusis Talmud Torah is Toila. So those Nekudas you have to teach her. Everything else in the Torah you don't have to teach her because Noshim are Potter from Talmud Torah and you're Potter from teaching the Torah because it's the Algam in the Ptur of Noshim and Talmud Torah. Ober Zok there, according to Benazai, in the Kol Torah Kula Chodesh, at least the lady will have a mitzvah kiyumah, she'll have a Torah for Shus, like she has any other Zman Groma, or like any, the Torah is not a Zman Groma, but like any mitzvah say she's Potter from, so like any Zman Groma, she could do it and she's in Kabbal Schar. So we're then over here that according to Benazai, a lady is Potter from a Talmud Torah, but she could have a kiyum gomor if she does it, and then she'll give me a kabbal schar, and even if she'll learn Teshuva Peh and everything, she can learn the whole Torah, and she'll get a schar, and it'll be a big mitzvah to do it. It's just not a chiyuv. Masha'inkin, according to Rebbe Eliezer holds that it's loim the tiflus, so Rebbe Eliezer holds that there's no chiyuv, and grada, not even a heter to teach a Torah, and meila, there's no kiyumis, and it wouldn't be a schar. So meila, zoktav dem, the satmarov, says the pshat is like this, that according, the way the machlekesh tells us in our Mishnah, is that Benazai holds him a chuyuv to teach your daughter the Parsha Soita, and Rebbe Eliezer holds you can't, and you don't teach her the Parsha Soita. But it's negeya, the same machlekes is negeya in Kol HaTorah Kula as well, because since the Sheresh machlekes is whether teaching Torah is tiflus to the Noshim is tiflus, so Meila, according to Rebbe Eliezer, she doesn't have a mitzvah kiyumis in Kol HaTorah Kula altogether, because it leads to tiflus, there's no mitzvah kiyumis. Masha'inkin, according to Benazai, there is a mitzvah kiyumis in Kol HaTorah Kula, so that's very good. The Yerushalmi Zok, that the Yerushalmi is saying that Benazai is going to disagree with the Maimachaz Chazal by Hakel that a Noshim boy Lilmoid and Noshim boy is Lishmoya. Because why should I love the Noshim boy is Lishmoya? The Noshim could have a Kiyum Gomor, even if they're not Mechuyev in Talmud Torah, but they could have a Kiyum Gomor. Noshim was Shayach to Lilmoid, they're just not Shayach and Lilmoid, but they're Shayach, but they're Shayach to Lilmoid. So Mela Noshim boy Lilmoid and a Noshim also boy is Lilmoid. And more than that, so it's a Rav, once Noshim was Shayach to Lilmoid, so it makes perfect sense to say that the mitzvah of Hakel is Kaveya Bazundir Chiyuv that's Negay even the Noshim. Because that's Shayach Be'etzam in the Chefts of Lilmoid, they're just not Mechuyev Geveintlich, usually. So by Hakel, the special nude Tzivah Hakra, that anybody who's Shayach to Lilmoid, which includes a Noshim and Noshim, that they're all Mechuyev to hear and be Lilmoid from the Melech, and once in 7 years, the special mamet of Hakel. So they're good to Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi says that Benazai holds that normally there's a Kiyumis for Noshim to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo with the Torah Shel Peh and everything, and Meiluhu Adin, since they're Shayach to the Gevus, to the Din of Lilmoid, so Meilu, when it comes to Hakel, is going to be a special chiyuv, a chiyuv of hakel, of hearing the hakel, which will be a lilmoid, sigh for the anoshim, and sigh for the noshim. Satmarov is moisif that lachayra you have to lake too. You have to add that even though lachayra hakel the melech only reads Tereshu B'Ksav, so saivi lachayra the whole machlokes of lamda tiflis is not negay Tereshu B'Ksav, like the Rambam said beferish and the poskim can bring it down that lamda tiflis only goes in Tereshu HaPeh and not in Tereshu B'Ksav. So lachayra, what is the Yerushalmi altogether selling to Benazai to the shayl over there? So zokter pashtus, you have to learn up that noshim and boy lilmoid noshim boy is lishmoya, so nichla and lilmoid is to be mimic into it. That's nichla and lilmoid. You're not stop hearing it superficially, but you're burning into it, and you're doing a durch and understanding all the depth of the inyonim that are discussed, and there that goes into the Tereshu HaPeh, and that's why if you want to make the lilmoid richtig of hakel, it includes Tereshu HaPeh as well, and that's why only Benazai could hold that the noshim hashayach to lilmoid, and they'll be part of the chiyuv of lilmoid, like we explained. Whereas if you hold like Benazai, you hold like Rabbeleizer, so that the Gemara is saying over there that only the noshim have lilmoid, they have the Tereshu HaPeh as well, and the noshim only have the shmoya. Now the MS is that there's a number of achroinim that discuss this sugya in Hakel over there in the sugya in Chagiga, and they name on that Hakel only is only on Tereshu B'Ksav. Hakel is Tereshu B'Ksav, the king reads Tereshu B'Ksav, the people of Israel, they understand Tereshu B'Ksav, there's no element of Tereshu HaPeh, not like the Satmarov. So they take a work on it and they try to figure out exactly why is it Negeya to Benazai, and what is it, that's one of the shailos over there, to understand why the Yerushalmi told to Benazai if Lechayra there's only a Tereshu B'Ksav that's being discussed over there. So the Matzchayas over there, Be'emes, in the Matzchayas over there in Chagigah Daf Gimel Beis, Matzchayas says like this. He says that if you look carefully in Lashon HaRambam, you'll see that even though the learning of Tiflus only goes in Tereshu HaPeh, Afal Pikein Lechatchili, not supposed to teach you door to Tereshu B'Ksav, he says, Zog Matzchayas ve'efshar, that it's Afilu and Isser. It's interesting, he was Masubik about it. Efshar is Afilu and Isser, and a Meila, but then Isser would only be a Libra de Rebbe Eliezer who holds that Tereshu HaPeh is a Tiflus Mamish, so a Meila, it's not Richtig, it's not appropriate, or maybe even an Isser, to teach the Dura even Tereshu B'Ksav. Mashenkin, according to Benazai, it's Mamish, nothing wrong with it whatsoever, and is a Mamish Achiev to teach the Dura Torah, etc. So a Meila, Benazai won't have any problem at all, and in other words, that's why in Hakel, even though it's Negei Tereshu B'Ksav, Afal Pikein, since Lechatchil you don't teach it to the Tereshu B'Ksav according to Beliezer, so the Yerushalmi is able to shtel to Benazai, according to Benazai, you do teach Lechatchil. The Lashon Rambam, which is quoted in Kama Poiskim, the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Aleph that the Medvar Amurim, as the Rambam says, Lamedes Pita Torah Kiloim to Tiflus, somebody teaches the Torah Torah like he's teaching a Tiflus, and Medvar Amurim, that's all talking that the Rambam Tereshu HaPeh. Aval Tereshu B'Ksav, loy lamed oisa lechatchila. Tereshu B'Ksav is just lechatchila. Lechatchila you don't teach her. V'im lamda einah kum lamda tiflis. Lechatchila you don't teach her, but if you do teach her, im lamda akohanim is nisht kum lamda tiflis. So since it is isa lechatchila, so the Ratzchayas, therefore it's negeya, and only according to Benazai, v'noshim agbali lilmoid, because according to the Chilkan Benazai, according to Beliezer, they wouldn't be lilmoid, because lechatchila they shouldn't be learning it. Lechari you have to speak out, according to this Ratzchayas, if you want to learn that way, you have to lay tzu, that even though we're talking about a deraisa gomer over there, so lechari, what is this lechatchila? You have to learn, the pshat is that a kapon and vibal that it's not merutza for Noshim to learn even Tereshu B'Ksav, it's not merutza evidently because it can lead to Tereshu HaPeh, but that's not really merutza by the Ebrish that teach them even Tereshu B'Ksav. So Meila, therefore, since it wouldn't be merutza by Etzem, so Meila, therefore, even if it's not an Isser under the Raisa level altogether at all, Afal Pikein, we wouldn't say that Noshim and the Noshim are both boys Lilmoid, according to Beliezer. If you're like Benazai, it is merutza, and therefore, both are Noshim and the Noshim are boys Lilmoid, and that would be a machloikis even in the Tereshu B'Ksav. That's the Torah you have to learn the Matzchayas. The truth is, though, Be'emes, that the Taz and the Bach in Yeridei Yereish Memvov already mavur that the Hakhael is on Torah Shebiksav, and that they both speak this thing out, right? It's very interesting, but that's what they do. They both the Taz and the Bach, both of them, independently of each other, Matzvich to figure out what the Makar, the Rambam, is. How did he know that the Torah Shebiksav, you don't teach her L'chatchila? Even though it's not, there's no Tiflis on it, Afapikeng, you don't teach her L'chatchila. Why not? So both the Taz and the Bach, a little bit different from each other, they both learn up that the Makar is in the Sugya and Chagiga when they get to Hakel. In other words, that the Enkemor is talking about Torah Shebiksav, both of them speak out with the king, the Melech is reading the Torah Shebiksav, Barabim, and still it says, Achilatin Anoshim, and the Noshim, even though it's Torah Shebiksav. The Noshim are boys Numa, the Noshim are boys Ashmoya. So Vais Sechois, Zok the Taz, and a little bit the same, the Bach, Vais Sechois, that even in Torah Shebiksav, they have this Chiluk that look upon him, even though it's not a Tiflus, Avol Pikein, you stay away from teaching the Noshim Begedel Lilmoid, only Begedel Lishmoya, and therefore, that's what you see from the Gemara over there, that we make this chiluk, anoshim anoshim, even by Torah Shebiksav, and that was the mocker of the Rambam. The Taz defines the inyan of lilmoid in Torah Shebiksav. What's it, lilmoid in Lishmoya? It says, lilmoid, zok the Taz, is to learn Torah Shebiksav, but derech his chakmus vahavonot, to misboinen into it, and to think into it, learn it richly, the Torah Shebiksav. So that's called lilmoid, and that, even though it's called Torah Shebiksav, and it's not tiflus, afa pikein, we stay away from teaching that to the noshim. And mainly, therefore, that the Gemara makes this chiluk, that not only the anoshim are lilmoid, the and a male that was the mocker, the Rambam, that l'chatchila, you don't teach the Noshim, even Torah Shebiksav. So this is where, with Messiah for today, Mitzvah Hashem, with the Chofetz Chaim in the Likutei Halachos of Hanor to Masechta Soit. You know, the Chofetz Chaim wrote Likutei Halachos and different Masechtas and Shas, different Sikum of Halacha that are not put down in the Rif, Al Tzeidah Masechta. And over here in Soit, the Chofetz Chaim has a Hagor, which he writes a very, very, very famous shtickle, the most famous shtickle in the whole Likutei Halachos Pashtus. That, and there's another one in Makkos that's famous. So the Chofetz Chaim writes over here like this. He brings down in Likutei Halachos, in Vein, he brings down the Lashna Rambam that a filu Torah Shebiksav, you don't teach the Noshim L'chatchila. Now, so that's what Chofetz Chaim says. He brings the Rambam says it, you know, even Torah Shebiksav, you don't teach the Noshim L'chatchila. So on there, the Chofetz Chaim writes like this. V'nire, the Chol Zebes Manu Shalafoneinu, this was all the earlier Doris that were before us. Then there was such a thing as not teaching the Noshim Torah Shebiksav L'chatchila. Shekol Echad Ve'echad Hayadav Makam Avoyis, so people used to live together with the Elter in the same Makam as the Zaydis and the Bubbis. The Kabbalas Ovoyis, Chozak. People used to get a very stark Kabbalah to Gik, had the Yiddishkeit very strongly and firmly from the fathers and from the mothers and from the Zaydas and the Babas. They used to do exactly the same way. People used to live like that. They used to learn, they used to hear from the Zaydas and the Babas, and they used to hear how Yidden always learned. And that's when they always memamshich to continue the way that the Yiddish life. The Kabbalah Sovos became very, very schwach. The Gamitz Motzoi people don't even live in the same place altogether. They go, they move far away. And befratzok, the people who are magil and atzmon, lilmoid, loshoin amim, uksav amim, that they go and they learn different chokhmes chitzoinius and different ksav loshoin amim, bevandai mitzvah rambo, and the see circumstances. In other words, how are you going to hold stark to the Kabbalah Sovois and to the Yiddishkeit? So bevandai mitzvah rambo, lamdom chumish, vegam neviim, uksuvim, umusre chachomeinu zal, kagoin besech to ovois, the sefer menorah samur. Those are the things that the Chofetz Chaim identified, by the way. Chumish, novi, ksuvim, and musre chachomeinu, like besech to ovois and menorah samur. Those are the things that he identifies. And the Chofetz Chaim says over there that whereas in the past it was fakir, it was l'chatchila not to teach in Talmud Torah, today it's mamash a mitzvah rabba, k'day she yis ames etzlom inyan emunah seinu ha-kadoisho, that they should have an emes hafashtan and emes by them, the emunah, our emunah ha-kadoisho, the ilav hochi, and if you don't do this, olol she yosuru l'gami v'derech Hashem, they're olol to turn away completely from the derech Hashem, v'yavru al kol yesoidois hados, and they'll be over on all of the foundations of the religion, all the yesoidois hados. This is a very, very famous tickle of the Chofetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, which be'emes, the whole Beis Yaakov movement was meyusid on this heter. And if I say the Chofetz Chaim himself personally was maskim to, he was one of the big maskimim to Sora Shneer, to start the whole Beis Yaakov, so you have hisko and bepeh. But the underlying idea that underlies it is a zach that the Chofetz Chaim writes over here in Likutei Halachos, and he beferish was, you know, he had the godless to be able to say such a thing, that where the Rambam and the many, many poiskim wrote, brought the Rambam, that it's also l'chatchila to teach Noshim Torah Shebiksav, even Torah Shebiksav. Chassim, so now the Chofetz Chaim said that that was not intended for a doer, or a doer like this one. It's just two nekudos. One nekuda, obviously, is the amount that's possible to be coiled into the setter of the Chofetz Chaim, which it's not for us to get into right now, but akoponim, you have to realize that all the different things that are taught to the Noshim in the Beis Yaakov, they're taught to the Bonois, so that's because the assumption is that you can be coiled all of these things into what the Chofetz Chaim originally only listed. The things he listed were very simple things, Mesechta Ovois, and Menorah Amor, and Tanakh, and akoponim, the assumption of the Gedolim in each door is to be Keveya, what's Nichlal in the, that's their job, to be Nichlal, what's Nichlal in the head of the Chofetz Chaim, and obviously much more was understood to be Nichlal than just those specific things that the Chofetz Chaim is coil. But to understand a little bit, just one nekuda, the Chofetz Chaim, interestingly enough, is mashman, this is the way it's usually understood, the Chofetz Chaim never said a heter on that which is called Loim de Tiflus, which is Hershel HaPeh. Whatever is Nichlal in Hershel HaPeh, and is Loim de Tiflus, is not going to have any... is not going to have any heter. That the Chofetz Chaim is not matir. What he's matir is what he considers to be Nichlal in Tereshu B'Ksav, and which Be'etzem of just but not l'chatchila. So he says, in this day, we consider it imamish mut l'chatchila, and it's on that avekshtel, it's within that mesgeret, that framework that we have the whole heter to change the system and to teach the bonus to Torah and the Heintig Adir.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.